The broadcast networks present their schedules for the next television season to advertisers starting today. It happens at an annual event known as the Upfronts. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the new lineups reflect an industry struggling with a changing media landscape and shrinking audience.
The network schedules are starting to look like a big game of musical chairs. Every show that's canceled by one network has a chance of showing up on the competition. For example, Fox's decision to pick up Last Man Standing, the Tim Allen comedy canceled last year by ABC. Here's a scene where Allen's character, a conservative father, teaches his grandson about life.
What do we call people that go willy-nilly through life just doing things because it feels good?
Democrats.
In picking up Allen's show, the Fox network, facing uncertainty over whether parts of its company will be acquired by Disney, seems to be moving toward a broader style of comedy, perhaps courting conservatives. They may be inspired by rival ABC's success with its reboot of Roseanne, which featured the character as a supporter of Donald Trump. ABC, which also had success with rebooting American Idol, needs to build on those hits. CBS, the most traditional network, has problems with its Monday night comedies and overall lack of shows starring women. NBC, riding high on the Super Bowl and Winter Olympics, picked up the comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which was just canceled by Fox. NBC and Fox will show off their new schedules in New York today to perhaps the most important audience, advertisers. Eric Deggans, NPR News.